All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Lust Academy. May not have a show, but we've got the games. Good morning, Melissa. Hey, welcome home. I take it you had an eventful evening. It was very nice indeed. I need to grab a quick shower before we head to Megan's audition. So, how was it? I did everything you told me. And? Yeah. Haha, I fucking knew it. Oh, Melissa, you should have seen it. It was so romantic. I'm happy for you, Megan. Thank you for the help, Melissa. Oh, I have to change into something more professional now. How are you feeling? Thanks to you, I feel well prepared. You're gonna nail it, Megan. I believe in you. I'm so glad that you're so supportive. Seriously, you're believing in me and always showing that you care. It means the world to me. Of course, Megan. I just think she was lacking the passion needed for the part. I don't think any of us disagree on that. Okay, are we ready to continue? Yes, let's. And you? Mm-hmm. Let's see here. So our next actress is named Megan. Oh, she comes well recommended. I believe both of you know Janice Pearson. Yes, we do. Any recommendations from her, I'd take very seriously. Yes, that's literally the only reason Megan got these auditions. She hasn't done a lot of acting jobs before. Currently, she is a supporting actress in a local play called Falling Out of Love with Josephine. Prior to that, well, her resume is very bleak. Frankly, I don't have high hopes for this one. Don't say that, Werner. Put some trust in Janice's judgment. You do remember that she recommended Mark Riley. Just look at what he's doing now. Yeah, Mark was really something special. I'll try to look past Megan's resume for this audition. What's your take on this? You've been very quiet during this conversation. I don't know, Werner. I gotta look at Megan in the hallway. I think she looks a bit too fat for the part. And overall, not as pretty as Janice described her. Oh, that's a bummer. Hope her acting makes up for it then. Let's bring her in. Megan, we're ready for you. Wish me luck? Good luck, knock it out of the park. Wow, now I got nervous. Please let it go her way. She so deserves it. Hello, I'm Werner, head of casting. This is Jenny, a junior casting agent. And Anna, a senior casting agent. Hi, nice to meet you all. I'm Megan. You were supposed to read for two parts today. But honestly, I don't see you fitting the criteria for the part of Dr. Davidson. Also, we've already had two very promising actresses read for that part who were spot on. We'd be wasting our time on you for that. I agree. Oh. For Claire, on the other hand, yes, I can see that working. We'd love to see you give it a go. Jenny will read the part of Desmond. You may start when you're ready. Wow, wow, wow! Megan, that was an excellent performance. I agree, spot on, just what we're looking for. Thank you. What do you think, Anna? Fuck me. Why did she have to be this good? I don't think so. Are you sure? Didn't you see how well she captured the essence of Clara? And those expressions, they were flawless! No, I don't see it. She lacks the facial bone structure I'm looking for. You can't fix that. She's also a bit pudgy. Honestly, she's very bland. There's really nothing special about her. You know, as well as I do, that it can be... fixed with wardrobe, hair, and makeup. Pass. Megan, this is the best actress we've seen by far. I strongly disagree with you, Anna. With all due respect. Sorry, Megan. It's a no from us. Oh, okay. Thanks a lot for having me. So how did it... go? Hey, Megan. It's okay. There'll be other chances. It's just... I was so close. They loved me, but... this casting agent, Anna, wouldn't come around. I need to use the restroom, Grim. I'll be right back. Shit. What do I do? My palms are all sweaty. Grim? Hey, Anna. Long time no see, huh? Oh, shit. That's his ex-wife. Okay, I knew Anna sounded familiar. And we just found out that Anna was a bitch! Uh-huh. I'm afraid we're only casting actresses today. Oh, fuck, I can't keep my composure. Yeah, I'm here with Megan. Oh, she didn't really have that wow factor, I'm afraid. To me, it sounded like you were the only one who wasn't impressed. Doesn't matter, I have the deciding vote. I simply didn't like her. Confront her! Is that because of her acting and because of her being here with me? Ha, look at you. Looks like you finally grew a pair, Grim. Yeah, bitch, I'm telling you what I think. I admit, our past might have somewhat poisoned my attitude towards Megan, but I'm not really sure. I'll tell you what, why don't you come to my place for dinner tonight and we can discuss it. There's no way I'm doing that, Anna. Well, if you want your girlfriend to get that part, you better show. Shall we say 6 o'clock? I still live where you left me. I feel ill. Hey. Hi, feeling better? Uh-huh. Come, let's go home. Door knocking. Hey, what are you doing here? Can I come inside? Let's stay out here. Sorry, the place is a mess. Okay, I just had coffee with my mom. I told her about what happened during the cabin trip, and I mentioned you to her. Okay. She appreciated that you, well, scolded me for my actions. And she'd like to thank you by helping you fulfill that bucket list activity you told me about. Which one? Well, her assistant James plays in a rock band. They're playing Battle of the Bands this Friday, and she got you some VIP tickets for their show. So I can crowd surf? Yeah, so you can crowd surf. Thank you, Raina. It's a really nice gesture. No problem, you can invite Grim, Megan, and Melissa if you want to. Of course, but why don't you invite them yourself? For the same reason I'm standing here right now, because I feel like a shit friend. I mean, who the fuck does what I did to a friend? I really love Megan, but I just can't stand that she's already auditioning for movies. I've been a student under Janice for 5 years. Janice? You know, Miss Pearson? Oh, the dragon, sure. Either way, over all these years, she's not recommended me once to a casting agency. And believe me, that woman has pull in the industry. I get it. Is Megan really the one to blame for that, though? Of course she isn't. I'm sorry, Liam. Now you know how it is. So I'll not be joining you for the show. I don't deserve it. Megan would likely be upset hearing about this. But you should come with us. Everyone deserves a second chance, Raina. Thanks, Liam. I'll think about it. I gotta go. The play is starting soon. Door knocking. Come on in. This brings back so many painful memories. Maybe I shouldn't say it like that. Come on in. This brings back so many painful memories. I'm in the kitchen, Grim. Make yourself comfortable by the fireplace. Please, help yourself to some wine. I won't say no to that. What am I doing back here? This is not a good idea. Why does she even want me here? Sorry for not greeting you at the door. I had to take the steak out of the oven. It needs to rest before we eat. It's good to have you back here. I'm not back. I'm only here for Megan. Have some more wine so you loosen up. So what's new with you? Still retired? Yes. Can we just cut to the chase, Anna? What is it that you want? Just relax. I just want to catch up with you. I haven't seen you in so long. And I know that we ended our relationship on a bit of a sour note. Are you really reducing your past actions to that? A sour note? You fucked another man in our home. Either way, seeing you today made me realize how much I've missed you. Yeah, that's not gonna work on me, fellas. Why didn't you fight for us, Grim? Are you kidding me? I never stopped loving you, Anna. Okay, I admit it. I was the stupid one. Oh wow, she's gonna take accountability? I wanted a change. It felt like we were in this rut. But I've come to realize that what we had is actually what I've always wanted. Too late for that now. I guess that I was too close to see it back then. That still doesn't excuse your actions. I know. Believe me, I know. It's just, would it have been the worst thing to actually show me some passion? That there was still a spark? Like how it was when we started dating? I remember how crazy we were about us. How we couldn't keep from kissing. How we couldn't keep from touching. And fucking. Love changes with time, Anna. I realize that it doesn't excuse us from letting the spark die. But you can't expect that passion from a day-to-day life. He's right. I wanted to marry you, have kids with you, spend my life with you, but most of all, I wanted to love you. It may have been a mundane and corny life in a sense, but that's the only way I know how to do it. And honestly, it's the way I like it. I hate how it ended, but after a while, I finally got it. We weren't meant to be. So you're saying that you're not feeling anything for me right now? Not even the tiniest tingle? Anna, don't you realize? You broke me. But I want to thank you for tonight. Because talking to you and laying the cards on the table, it finally feels like we've gotten closure. Wait! No, Anna, stop it. This is over. No, you're not over me. Grim, wait! What about Megan? That's it. If you leave now, she's never getting that part. Are you really that petty, Anna? Besides, she'll find another job. She's an amazing actress. Are you sure about that? I have so many higher-up contacts that you wouldn't believe. I make one call and she'll never get another acting job. You wouldn't. Oh, believe me, I will. Leave her out of this. I'll give her that part she wants. If you stay and fuck me right now. Are you insane? How the fuck would that change anything? I don't want to be with you, Anna. We are through. We're not through, Grim. I'll show you that you still love me. Fuck me or I will fuck Megan's career. You know what? I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna fucking do it. Y'all wanna see the sex scene with her? Y'all can do it. I'm not going to fucking do that. Farewell, Anna. I wish you a happy life. Grim! I can't believe I got closure at last. Such a relief. Just what Megan told me about. Megan, did I really ruin her chances of having a career as an actress? I need Liam. Phone rings. Sorry, bro. I'm just too tired to talk. Shape up, Liam. Grim would never leave you hanging. Hey, bro. Liam, I need to talk to you. I'm very tired, Grim. Is it something serious? I met Anna today and she manipulated me to come over for dinner. She tried to force me to fuck her to save Megan's career. Whoa, slow down, bro. Take a deep breath. Are you back home? I'm on my way back home right now. I'll be right over. Take it easy until then. Try not to panic. Thanks, Liam. What the fuck? Is this the car? That's the one, all right. She's probably in there with him right now. Can I help you? Mr. Grimm? Is this your place? Yeah, that's correct. Something happened? We're looking for a girl named Melissa. We have a concerned family member who claimed that she's stolen his wallet, among other valuables. Listen, that can't be right. Melissa's done nothing of the sort. You can't trust this guy. He's the one who beat me senseless. I have it recorded on my security cam. Also, Melissa's a druggie and he knows it. She's probably in there right now getting high or shooting up. There must be some sort of a misunderstanding here. Melissa hasn't stolen anything. Melissa? That's the girl. Give me back my wallet, you bitch. Please calm down. Let me handle this. Melissa, can you please come with me? I need you to take you downtown to the station for questioning. Don't forget to do a drug test, too. I ain't lying. She's a drugged up bitch. Take him, too. I want to press charges. Sir, would you please come with us, too? Fine. Grimm, is it true, Melissa? Yeah, I took his wallet when we went back to get my stuff. I was so angry with him, and I wanted to punish him. That was wrong of you, Melissa. Don't you realize what trouble you're in? With the drugs and all? I know. We'll get through this. I'm here for you. Episode 5. Now's the perfect time to save your game. You chose the word RIP for Liam's tattoo. You told Liam that you didn't like Rena. Liam answered the phone when you called. Liam loves you like a brother. You rejected Leah during Liam's chemotherapy session. You've rejected Melissa, she'll remain your friend. You rejected Rena, she'll remain your friend. You had a romantic date with Megan. You told Megan to act confident during the audition. You had sex with Megan. Megan told you she loves you while you were asleep. You didn't fuck Anna, and she threatened to destroy Megan's career. That's Melissa. Ha ha ha. Right? Melissa, we don't sit on the tables in this house. Megan, did you clean your room? Yes, Mother, I did. What about your homework? No. I haven't done it yet. Don't you think that homework has a higher priority than playing with Melissa? I promise to do it later, Mom. Stop procrastinating, Megan. Procrasti-what? Now, young lady. Bye, Melissa. See you tomorrow? Yeah. Megan? Yes, Father. Your mother told me that you'd rather play with that girl than doing your homework. Is that right? We were just having so much fun playing together. I was going to do my homework later. And her name is Melissa. Don't you take that tone with me. That girl has a bad influence on you. Don't let her drag you down with her. How do you think you'll get into med school if you're already neglecting your homework? I told you, I don't want to be a doctor. Enough of those silly dreams of yours, Megan. Your mom and I have given you all the possibilities to become something important. And you want to throw all that away for what? For the chance to have people laughing at you? Are you finished with your homework? Yes. Go to your room then. You're grounded for the weekend. What? I'm supposed to sleep over at Melissa's this weekend. Change of plans. You're spending the weekend studying Latin. I hate you. Oh, shit. I can't believe that you're my daughter. Episode 6, A Fork in the Road. Please, Rena, I know that you don't want to talk to me, but this isn't about my movies or whatever it is you're mad at me for. Melissa and Grimm got taken away by the police. What? Why? I don't know. Melissa's stepdad showed up with the police and now they're gone. I didn't hear what they said, but it seems bad. Whoa, what do you want me to do? I don't know. I don't even know what I should do. Huh? Reyna, I think someone broke into the house. What? Are you serious? Yeah, I'm sure. Please call for help. Fuck! Calling all units is a 459 in progress at 3361 Hope Street. Whatever. That's my house! Megan! Turn the car around! I repeat, there's a 459 in... Click! What are you doing? Fucking Peter. Get out. What? Just get the fuck out of the car. If you mention this to anyone, I'll make sure that you get locked up. Got it? What the fuck just happened? I have no fucking clue. Think about it later. We need to get back to Megan now. Where the fuck is it? That fucking cunt. Huh? Hey there. You behind the bed. Fuck. Relax, girl. I won't bite. Hey, I remember you. You're Melissa's friend, right? Ah, what's your name again? Oh, hi, Peter. I didn't know it was you. I thought it was someone else. It's Megan. Oh, yes, Megan, that's the name. Sorry for barging in like this. I'm looking for something that belongs to me, you see. Oh, no problem. Maybe I can help you find it. Aren't you sweet? You see, Melissa's stolen my wallet, and there's just something in it that I really need. I think she keeps her stuff in the middle drawer over there. Well, what do you know? There it is. Great. It was nice seeing you again. Right. Bye, Megan. I fucking knew it, you cunt! Ah! Whoa! You women are all the same! So fucking disobedient! Oh! Oh! Liam's fist! You fucker! That's it! Die, you fucking... Not saying it! Click! Get the fuck off of him or I'll shoot! Easy now, girl. I'm going. Don't fucking test me. Are you okay, Liam? Thank you, Megan. We must call the cops. Rain already did. Don't worry, we'll be fine. Fuck me, you're a tough one. Megan! Holy shit, are you okay? Bro, you should be asking me that. Megan saved my ass. We're okay. I took Peter's gun and he fled. The police should arrive any minute. I don't think we can trust the police, Megan. That cop who took us away, I think he's working with Peter. What? He turned off the radio when the call came in. Melissa, what was in his wallet? That seems to be what he was looking for. Not much. Just cash, a fucking key, and some of his H. His what? His heroin. Melissa, you knew about that? You put us all in danger. I'm so fucking sorry. Sirens. Hey. Are they asleep? Yeah, Megan had to call Reyna first to talk it out. After that, well, it took a while, but they finally dozed off. Are you okay? I'm so glad you came. I'm fine. Megan's a tough one. Man, I can't believe this. What did you tell the cops? Not the truth, if that's what you're asking. We hid the gun and came up with a bullshit story that it was some unknown robber. Dude, this is serious. I know, but I just can't risk telling them the truth. He got his heroin and we got his gun. I guess all we can do is to hope that he stays away. Yeah. What about Anna? How are you feeling? Honestly, a huge part of me feels relieved. I finally got closure. I just couldn't feel more at peace. With the Anna situation, I mean. Of course. However, I'm worried that I, through proxy, have ruined Megan's chances to make it in the movie industry. She fucking threatened to destroy her career. Dude, it sounds like an empty threat to me. You did the right thing, bro. I'm proud of you. Thanks, Liam. I really hope I did. I should get going. Thanks again for showing up, Liam. I love you, bro. Me too. Megan, do you want to talk more about it? No. I just want to try to forget it. I know you're mentally strong, Megan. I mean, first the robbery and now this. Just know that we're all here for you. Me, Melissa, Rena, and Liam. We all care. I think we all need to do something fun today. Also, we have a perfect opportunity to ditch this place. Liam wanted to go camping in the woods for a bucket list activity. I say we go and pick him up, rent an RV, and just drive far away. I love that. Yes, just the four of us in the open road. There's just one thing I must stop and buy on the way. And neither of you can ask me what it is. It's important. Okay. Surprise! Hey, why are you here? We're picking you up. We're doing the camping trip today. Oh great, I love it. Let me just get some clothes and shit. I'll be right back. Hold on. Aren't you gonna invite us in? You know I would, but this place is a mess. I don't want you to see it in this state. Maybe next time. Fine, we'll wait out here. Phone rings. Hello? Hi, Jenny. Yeah, I remember you. Uh-huh. Like, right now? No, that's fine. I'm coming. Bye. Something important? That was Jenny from the casting agency. They needed me to come back in right now. Okay, we can do that. Melissa, are you coming or staying with Liam? I can stay. I'll force my way in. Great. See you soon, then. We'll get an RV on the way back, too. What the fuck is this? Liam? Missy. Fuck. Is Grim here? No, they'll be back later. But what the fuck is this? Where's all your shit? Man, I knew this would happen. Listen, promise not to tell Grim about this. I've sold it. Are you fucking insane? Why? I don't really need it anymore. Oh my god, you've given up. Listen, fuck, next chemo session, it's my last one. You're what? It's no use putting myself through it. I'm not getting any better. Plus the bills are killing me. So this is what you've been doing when you're all alone? Clearing out your shit? Preparing to die? Liam, you need to tell Grim. This is so scary. Do you really think they changed their minds? Of course, that must be it. Megan, it's time. Oh, and you may bring your boyfriend if you want, too. Come. Megan, it's good to have you back here. I'll cut to the chase. All auditions have been completed and the cast has been determined. It's a really stiff competition for the parts, but we're certain that we've found the right actors and actresses. Now, we've had a bit of a dilemma because we had some differences in the committee regarding your audition. As you may notice, our senior casting agent, Anna, is not here with us today. I believe that she truly misjudged your performance, but she was adamant that you were wrong for the part. That petty bitch. That's why she refused to come today. Because as head of casting, I have the power to break a tie. And based on what I saw from you yesterday, well, I think you better send Janice Pearson a gift basket for this because the part is yours. Remember what Grim told you. Be confident and professional. Thank you very much, Werner. I will gladly accept. And thank you too, Jenny. You're welcome, Megan. You deserve it. So you're probably wondering what's going to happen now. There's a lot of information for you to digest, but let's start with the most important information. Rehearsals will begin in 1 month, and starting in October, you'll be on the set shooting the movie. Expect to be traveling a lot and relocate to Los Angeles. I take it that's okay with you? Yes, it is. Alright, if you follow Jenny, she'll get you the material you need to study and the papers you need to sign. Thank you so much, Werner. Woo-hoo! I got the part! Grim, I got the part! Haha, you sure did! You got the part! I can't believe it. I'm gonna be a real actress. All my hard work has finally paid off. There are a lot of emotions overflowing now, huh? Yes, there are. I made it. Mom, Dad, I told you I could do it. They're fools for not believing in you, Megan. What's the matter? I need to tell Rena about it. She's gonna hate me. Come on, she won't hate you. I want her to hear this from me and not from someone else, though. I need to tell her right away. Megan? Hi, Rena. Thank you again for, you know... I know. How are you feeling? Don't worry, it'll pass with time, I think. The reason I'm calling is... I got the part in the Vault Looter movie. And it's so bittersweet because I will have to quit the play. Are you okay? Congratulations, Megan. You deserve it. You've worked so hard for it. Thank you so much, Rena. You've no idea how much that means to me. But don't worry about the play. You know that's what understudies are for, right? You're the best, Rena. Talk to you later? Sure. Bye. Hey, what are you doing? Want to meet up? Wow, it's perfect. Look at the size of it. Yeah, this is going to be so fun. Did you get the tent too? That's what you wanted, right? Damn straight. What are we waiting for? Let's go. Dude, what do you say to killing two birds with one stone? What do you have in mind? What if we hit up Roy on the way? Ah, yes, the revenge thingy. It's not just revenge, Grim. It's a master plan. Haha, well, alright. Give me the keys, I want to drive. I love this RV. For real, if I could live in one, I would. Haha, yeah, it definitely rocks. You want some company up front? Nah, I'm good. So, Megan, why don't you tell them the news? There's news? Yeah, there's news. As of today, I will not only be known as Megan. From this day forward, I'll also be known as Clara the Vault Looter. You got the part? Congratulations. What? Megan? You're gonna be a movie star? Haha, yes I am. Woohoo! Congrats! You did it! Yes, I did it. Hooray for Megan. Can I walk the red carpet with you? I promise to behave. Haha, you can all come with me. Man, traffic is moving slow. Roy, here I come. Are you planning to tell me what's in that paper bag? That's on a need-to-know basis. It's shit, isn't it? Yep. So that's your brilliant plan? Setting a bag of shit on fire at his doorstep? Eye for an eye, shit for a shit. You're way too old for this, Liam. Why can't you just knock on a door and talk it out? I'm sure he's changed since college, too. No, no, no. Stop trying to guilt me into doing something mature, Grim. I'm doing this prank and Roy won't know what hit him. Or should I say, shit him. Good one. Is this it? Yeah. This is his place, alright. You coming? No, this is all you. Wow. What? I thought you wanted to help me with the list. I drove us here. Isn't that enough? I thought we were gonna light the bag together. You want me to set fire to a bag filled with your shit? Do you even listen to what you say? I can come with you, but I ain't touching that bag. Deal. This is gonna be awesome. Revenge at last. Oh. Oh. Liam! Is that you? Hey, buddy. Hell no. What are you doing here? Wow, it's been ages, man. So good to see you. Yeah, we were in the neighborhood and thought, hey, isn't this where our pal Roy lives? Ha ha ha, I'm glad you dropped by. Damn, did we not get along in college or what? Yeah, you can say that. Man, I was a total dick back then. Serves me right for ending up like this, huh? Nah, it's all good. I don't hold any grudges or anything. Ha! Hey, is that you? Shit, I'm blanking on your name. Grim. Nah, that's not it. Damn, now I won't be able to stop thinking about it. Fuck it, how have you been? Can't complain. What's with the bag? It's just a doggy bag from dinner. Muffled laugh. It was nice seeing you again, Roy. Yeah, very nice indeed. We need to get back on the road. We have a long journey ahead of us, you know. Yeah, yeah, sure. Take care, Liam, and, damn, that nickname is just not coming back to me. Fuck it. Take care, Grim. See, wasn't that nice and mature? Here's your shit, Liam. Why didn't you throw that bag away? I'll just put it over here, then. Another one off the list, huh? Yeah, I'm not super happy about how it turned out, but I'll count it. The list is getting shorter every day. How much do you have left? Tonight we do the camping trip. Then there's the boner thing and the crowd surfing, and that's about it. What, nothing more? Nope, we're done after that. It's kind of anticlimactic. Not really, the crowd surfing will be awesome. That's true, but after that, what will we do? Save that thought for later, Grim. Okay, let's get some concert tickets and do it then. Shit, I forgot to tell you. Raina invited us to battle the bands tomorrow. You know, Liam, this is the kind of stuff you should... Excuse me. You know, Liam, this is the kind of stuff you shouldn't wait until last minute to tell us about. Sorry, but she came yesterday and told me about it. Dude, she feels horrible. The whole thing between you two. She did it to spite Megan. Did she really? Either way, Megan talked to her over the phone today and the whole Peter thing that happened. I think it made them better friends. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think we'll hang out as a group again like we did at the cabin, you know. Perhaps you're right. So thanks to Raina, you'll get to do some crowd surfing tomorrow. Yes! As you only have those activities left on the list, and because I really don't want the last thing to complete your list of dreams to be getting a boner again, I might as well help you with your dick problem right now. Haha, fuck you, not like that. Check the glove compartment. What's this? It's pills! To help you with your problem. Car honking. Fucking go around me already! Moron! As I was saying, you take one pill when... Whoa! Not now! That was my second one. Dude, it's so potent. What do I do? Maybe you should go to the bathroom? Excuse me, girls, coming through. I just don't know, Melissa. He said he'd actually move with me if I had to relocate. Wow, that's a huge commitment. I know. If he does, I want you to come too. Of course I'm coming with you guys. I'm fucking back! Grim, come! You gotta see this! I don't know, folks! We're gonna hold off on that as we prepare for the next episode, the next exciting episode of Acting Lessons on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Stay tuned.